Hello, and welcome to The Staffing Show, the only podcast that delivers tools, tips, and tactics from the staffing and recruiting industry's top executives and thought leaders.
Today's podcast is brought to you by Staffing Referrals. At Staffing Referrals, we understand the challenges your agency faces every day, from finding high-quality candidates and clients to automating your recruitment process. Our platform is designed to help you grow your agency faster. Imagine a world where your agency can automatically build your talent community, improve your recruiter's productivity, and automate manual processes, all the while improving the candidate experience. But don't just take our word for it. Here's what a few satisfied customers have to say. Our referral program boomed after partnering with Staffing Referrals. The technology allows us the tracking, communication, and reporting our traditional referral program desperately needed to unify and expand. Can't imagine our business without it. Are you ready to transform your staffing agency? Let's reduce your dependency on job boards. Deliver the experience your candidates expect from a modern business and turn your talent pool into a competitive advantage. Visit staffingreferrals.com and get ready to grow.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for another episode of The Staffing Show. Today, I'm extremely excited to be joined by Taylor Stewart, who is the Senior Account Executive at Ringover. Taylor, very good to have you here. Thanks for joining me on the show.
Yes, thank you so much for having me. Super excited to be here.
Awesome. Well, to dig right in, a couple things for the audience. We're going to be talking about AI, future of communications. We're going to be talking about how you can use unstructured data and things that you can extract from it that maybe you haven't thought of. It's going to be a really fun conversation. Ringover's doing some cool stuff in the market. Excited to have you all learn more about it. To kick things off, Taylor, if you could tell us a little bit about your background and how you got into the staffing industry.
Yeah. Funny story. You know, you don't go to college and say like, I'm going to be in the staffing industry. But yeah, I graduated with a teaching degree and did not go on to teach. And I had a friend from college that was working at a healthcare staffing firm in Dallas, the Delta Companies. And he referred me in. I actually worked as a credentialing agent on DeLever Wesley's team during
awesome.
My time there.
That's so great. She's amazing.
I love her. Love her. Shout out to Dee. But yeah, that was my first job out of college. I was there 3.5 years, and that's how I made my way into staffing.
Awesome. Great company to work for. Good starting point. I know you and I talked briefly kind of about the transition and what you've seen happen in staffing, you know, going from what credentialing used to look like to where things are now. Tell us a little bit about kind of the how things have evolved. And then I want to hear a little bit more about what is Ringover and what you guys are doing in the market.
Yeah. So just based off of my experience back in 2012, a lot of the tasks were very manual. And we had, you know, those old school desk phones, you know, making our calls out, manually dialing the phone numbers, having to manually log those conversations. I even think like we were putting together, we called them presentables at the time, like typing up resumes and formatting those manually. Like everything was just a lot of admin work to the business flows. And I just remember like when it was timesheet day and we were manually collecting timesheets or they were being faxed in. So yeah, just back in the day, everything took a lot longer to get done because you were doing it each step of the way. And where it is today, I'm still talking to firms that have some manual aspects to their workflows. They're having conversations, but then having to manually log that conversation into their, you know, ATS or CRM after the fact. And it's putting a lot of manual effort on those salespeople and recruiters to create notes after the fact or during the call. And I don't know, my passion now, like being at Ringover, is to allow your team members to be able to like actively listen while on conversations and not necessarily have to worry about typing notes during a call or spending time after each call to send those notes into their systems.
That's awesome. Yeah, I saw a thing the other day that said that the recruiters are spending 20 to 40% of every day on administrative tasks, which is like mind-boggling to think that. It's like sounds so frustrating to be spending 20 to 40% of your time, you know, entering stuff into an ATS or updating a field in an ATS. And I think, you know, when I first learned about Ringover, and I think probably a lot of people in the industry, they immediately are like, oh, it's a VoIP system. And I think what you guys are doing is quite a bit more to than that. And I'm excited to dig in that. Can you tell us a little bit about who is Ringover? What are you guys doing today?
Yeah. So I know you mentioned a VoIP solution. So I do think people still do come to us just with that knowledge of Ringover offering that phone solution. But we are more than that. We have really strong integration partners, especially in the staffing industry with those ATSs and CRMs. We have native integration. So, you know, we're maintaining those and enhancing those. But we do provide, you know, phone, text messaging. With the integration, there is the automatic logging. But then Empower is where we're a big game changer and then become more than just that phone solution. Empower is our conversational AI tool. I know we'll get into that more later in the conversation. Yeah. But that's been attracting more and more companies because we do have the AI solution included with the phone solution.
Yeah, which is Empower is the thing I'm excited about to talk about. So I would like you to share what that is, and then we can kind of dig into how it's impactful. And it's an area that I'm actually passionate about myself. I started taking unstructured call transcripts about a year and a half ago and just going crazy with it and just learning all the different ways that you can use it, all of the data that you can pull out. So I'd love to have you share a little bit about what Empower is, and then we'll talk about some of the different use cases that you can apply when you have unstructured data running through AI.
Perfect. Yeah. And you're like some of the other prospects that come to me, right? There are teams that are pulling transcripts and loading them into, let's say, a ChatGPT and creating a summary and then pushing it to their system. And so it's adding more steps. But with our Empower tool, it's our conversational AI tool. It's more than just a note taker. So it is creating like customized summaries for each conversation type. It's allowing for upskilling feedback for each phone call and each video meeting that your team members are on. It's analyzing like sales framework so that you can make sure each rep is following the steps that you want them to follow. We do have a section of pitch room where it allows them to practice their pitch before going out into the field and making those real live calls. Aero Coach is an aspect of Empower, and it's allowing your teammates to be on video meetings and have like a live AI coach that's helping them handle objections or prompting them with marketplace information, competitor info, if you will. And yeah, it's a very powerful tool. I know we'll talk about Ask Empower. That's my favorite part and most recent update within the Empower tool overall. But it's becoming even more of a coaching tool and then providing those further analytics to all of your conversations.
I haven't seen Empower myself, but I can tell you that last summer, I started taking a month's worth of call transcripts and uploading them, lots of manual steps to do these things and asking like, what are the things that I missed this month? Like, where did we, rate myself this last week as a leader, just starting to go deep into understanding what's going on and the capabilities of what AI can help you understand about yourself and your team that you might not know is really profound. And it's helped me, and not through Empower, but I think Empower would make it so you get more impactful results out of it than what I'm doing, and also not have to go through the manual steps of put all of these into a Google Doc first. I would love to talk about, I know you brought up Ask Empower. How does that work and why is it your favorite?
Yeah. So Ask Empower, when it was first released, it was analyzing the last 1 to 10 conversations. So you could focus on maybe 10 previous conversations with one contact and gain insight there. But since I've returned from maternity leave, it's much more robust. It's going across all the conversations in your database. So every phone call, every video meeting, it's able to analyze those. And what you can do is, search for patterns, or in your example, where are we losing business? You could prompt Ask Empower with analyze the phone calls over the last 90 days of my recruiter's phone conversations. And among those calls, where are we losing out on a candidate? And it's able to pick up those specific phone calls and bring those to your attention. You're able to coach against those and improve your team that way. We actually have a case study from one of our construction staffing companies that work with us. And they were just saying they were using, our Empower tool to analyze their conversations. And they were spending 60 to 70% less time individually spot checking calls or going on ride alongs with their sales team members. And so it's basically allowing you to analyze all of your conversation data without having to take the time to manually do it, you know, conversation by conversation or transcript by transcript.
I think that's one of the more impactful things that AI is going to allow people to do is manage more people more effectively than you would be able to. I mean, you just simply don't have the time to do this level of detail. I was also just as it's one of those topics where I'm going to be sharing stories as well because I'm so excited about it. With everybody on our team at different points, I've been like, after our calls, let's each rate it and then let's have AI rate it and let's talk about like what went well, what didn't go well, how could we have improved? And I think that it just is one of the best use cases for AI is applying it to unstructured data in ways where it can find patterns and see things that we just don't see because we're so used to the common talk tracks that we have. So I think that's a great use case. And I didn't realize that you're going across the, so you go across the entire call log for that individual, that all of the recorded calls now.
Yeah. You can specify like which contact you want to analyze all the conversations or just all of their conversations on the team broadly, right? Like you can just say a prompt, like over the last 30 days, how is the sales team handling objections? And pick out maybe your all-stars on the team that are doing well. And then the tool can also select the team members that aren't doing so well and might need some redirection as far as coaching goes.
That's great. And is there like a self-coaching element to it as well? Like when people get off, are there automations or things along those lines too?
Yes, there is. So there's definitely some upskilling feedback. So like me individually, we use it internally, obviously. So every video meeting that I have with a prospect, I go in after the fact and I look at my call score. I look up the upskilling feedback it gives me is in our coaching section. It does things like check your words per minute. Was I listening or talking more than listening? How well did I handle objections? There's the sales framework section, like I mentioned, and it'll tell me based off of, we use the MedPIC framework in our system internally, and it'll tell me maybe a question that I didn't ask. Maybe I didn't ask what the budget was. And so it's giving me questions to start with on the next call with them and allow me to basically be self-coached by the AI tool and not have my manager analyze each individual call and say, hey, Taylor, you could have done this better next time. So it's freeing up the time of my manager. And then I can see this information right away after the call.
That's really great. And one of the other areas that I just think is cool, because I don't have this, but would like a tool to do this in HubSpot. I'm sure there's one, and maybe you guys even do it, but it also will take the unstructured data and update the ATS as well as another use case, right?
Oh, yes, absolutely. So after each conversation, I know I mentioned being able to actively listen and not have to take notes while on a call. And so what Empower will do is you feed it customized templates for conversation type, like whether it's a pre-screen or an interview call. And then that is analyzing the conversation, summarizing it, and then logging that call to the ATS or the CRM for you automatically. So no manual tasks. It's updating into your system that, you know, Taylor had a conversation with Dave and I don't have to do any admin task after the fact. To take it a step further, in some of our integrations, we've released CRM autofill, and that picks up on pieces of information that maybe you need to update a field. So in your instance with HubSpot, maybe you needed to update an email address or update desired start date in the recruiting use case, and then it does it for you. So you could auto update fields. We even have like a self check section. So after the call, if you don't want it automatically updating all your fields in your system, you know, AI isn't perfect all the time, but you can choose.
Not quite there yet.
Exactly. But definitely room for you to approve those and not have to go in and manually update each field yourself.
Awesome. That's great. That's one that I would like from your seat, like when you walk into staffing agencies or when you're having conversations with them, what is kind of like the single biggest gap that you see currently in terms of how they're operating?
Yeah, I'd say like with 2020, a lot of the firms were looking at alternatives for phones, right? Because a lot of them were on desk phones. And I think that's where the shift happened of looking into VoIP solutions because of that like remote work. So some of the prospects that come to me have already been on a VoIP solution, or, you know, the business went another way during that time and issued company cell phones or allowed them to use their personal cell phones. And so in both instances, probably not an integration with the VoIP solution that my prospect is working with, or it's not built out very well. It's, you know, maybe just says like call happened. But especially in that personal cell phone use case, they don't have any visibility into any of the calls being made. They're depending on recruiters and salespeople to manually enter those calls into their ATS or CRM. And I don't know about you, but I'm in sales. Yeah. And after each conversation I have, I, without a doubt, would not be able to keep up with that, would not log every individual conversation, especially if it's happening on my personal cell. And if I'm out picking up the kids from daycare, I'm not going to remember to log a call.
Everything. Yeah.
So there's a lot of gaps. There's a lack of visibility there, and they're not having that data go into their system for them to use it in other ways, for sure.
And so it sounds like one of the things that you're kind of seeing change is the issues is that people are not getting the data that they need from the conversations that are happening, which has forever been a problem. And also something that I think with remote work, I was hearing a story the other day with somebody, I don't remember what tool they're using, might've been your guys' platform. They were just saying they had their like defined process for interviews and then started having the recorded calls going. And they're like, it was like 20% of the recruiters were completely off script. And they're like, we good thing we have this like, you know, perfect process that we created.
And it's, and they're not following it, right?
Yeah.
And that's another thing. It does pick up on like script adherence too. Like you could beat it a script.
Oh, really?
And
oh, that's cool.
They got a 20% on following your script. And
oh, that's cool. I didn't realize that. And so, I mean, I know, a lot of these podcasts right now, we're talking about AI. What are some of the other things that you see changing in staffing in terms of how they're adopting AI or things that are going along with your product?
Yeah, I think in the beginning, when there was so much buzz around AI, I think people were just kind of grabbing at everything that was coming across their desk of like, if we don't get AI, if we don't start adopting AI tools, like we're going to fall behind. And there wasn't much thought to the tools that they were purchasing. They were just doing it so that they don't get left behind. And so now I definitely see that we're dealing with more like educated buyers, and they're asking questions of, you know, legitimacy. How long have you been around? Who are you partnered with in the staffing industry? Is your tool geared towards the staffing industry? And asking for reference checks, asking to do a trial. Like people are taking their time now and being more thoughtful about what AI to implement into their processes than they were before.
Yeah, I did see them at the beginning. I was like, I remember talking to people. They're like, do you know any AI products? I'm like, for what? And they're like, just anybody. Like anybody at staffing is doing AI that you could introduce me to. It's like, okay, sure. Like, why not? You know, we talk about this a lot, but like starting with the outcome, what's the challenge you're trying to solve or the outcome you're trying to achieve? But there is also like that play around with the territory, which can be valuable. And I think that we're seeing the staffing industry evolve into a more rapid adopter of it. And we don't have the final data, but it's coming out here soon. But what we're seeing is that the people who staffing agencies who are adopting more AI processes, higher correlations with growth. And I think that just goes to show the impact that it's having. And while I know there's always articles out about nobody's seen a real ROI from AI. And I'm like, I think it might be hard to measure sometimes, but I also think that the lack of ROI might be due to the incompetence of some of the purchases. Because when done well, it can be really, really impactful.
It can be really powerful. And as far as like ROI, I know Bourne, one of our ATS partners, they did a recent analysis, like an impact analysis of Ringover on their customer base. And they're finding that people, Ringover customers, are placing people 12.1% faster. So time places increased.
That's amazing.
They're sourcing, I guess, 7% more of their current database. So, and I don't think that's by accident, right? Because if you're automatically flowing all of your conversation data into your system and you're able to search on, you know, this person mentioned they have.
Oh, that's great. Yeah. So it's actually helping to get people out of the ATS too, because you have, when you go to search, you can find more. It's like, oh, this person mentioned that they're interested in this, or they have the skill set. So
exactly.
What are some of the other just AI use cases
Yeah, I touched on Pitchroom like at the top of the call, but Pitchroom is like our AI simulation training. So gone are the days of sitting in a room doing role plays with your peers. We now have Pitchroom. And so you can do like back and forth coaching on a call. So it's basically like I'm talking to one of my prospects and my manager set it up to be the difficulty level of a 4. So they're really difficult to get past, but it's helping me perfect my craft. We have team members that are using that to onboard faster. So as you're bringing new reps on, they're sending them into the pitch room, having them coach before they go out into the field and make those live calls. And they're also getting the Empower analytics off of those practice calls. So they're getting the upskilling feedback, what to do better next time, so that when they, you know, start making those real calls, they're prepared.
That's amazing. We used a tool, not staffing specific, last summer for a bit that was doing that. And our team was obsessed. They're like using it before calls to practice. They're getting scores. They're getting the scores after. And I was like, oh, all of the coaching that I should be doing, but don't feel like I have time to do all the time is happening. And it's good. In many instances, probably like more nuanced than I would be. That's yeah. Like, so it's actually really, really great. And I feel like that's come, that concept has come a long way. It's cool to see it in practice.
I love that one because in role plays, I don't know, it's either you're with your peers and they're either like really, really difficult or really, really easy. There's never like an in-between. And so it allows you to practice in multiple scenarios rather than.
Yeah. I mean, it's always kind of awkward too, right? Like, sure, let's sit here and do this for, you know, an hour. Like this is going to be fun for both of us. And then
exactly.
This is one of those moments where I'm like, I'd rather do it with AI. I'd rather have this conversation with AI a few times than have to do it with my team. And so with that, so you guys have kind of a great suite of taking, you know, the unstructured call data, helping to coach people on it, train people on it, use it in the ATS. What's next in staffing with AI, or what's next at Ringover? What's to come in terms of where things are going?
Yeah, I can't say exactly things that are being released, but just a hint with our Ask Empower tool, it won't just be analyzing conversation data. So that's exciting that there will be more data points for that tool to be able to use to coach your team further, start winning more deals. And yeah, from the coaching aspect, that's on the horizon. So very
exciting. That's great. So before we close out, the last question I have is I know there are a lot of ways to have calls recorded and a lot of platforms out there when it comes to VoIP. What is different about Ringover compared to like why Ringover and what makes you guys unique?
Yeah, absolutely. So for one, we're definitely being built more towards the staffing industry in mind compared to our competitors. So definitely keep that in mind. And based on the ATS and CRM partnerships that we have, the tool is going to be geared more specifically towards this industry. The next thing is our sales team. Everyone has sold SaaS to staffing in the past or even worked at a staffing firm themselves. So we have the knowledge, we understand the workflows. So yeah, just the people that you work with are definitely going to be a lot more aligned with your goals.
Is the coaching, is that all, are there templates that come with that that are aligned with staffing out of the box? Is that how we're?
Yeah, no, that's a great question. Yeah, within our Empower tool, we've created sales and recruiting templates to get the team started, right? So yeah, we're definitely trying to do more and more things to gear more towards staffing and gear more towards the adoption of it, right? So if we're providing these templates customized to the industry, I think that's been very helpful as well.
That's amazing. Yeah, that's really great. I think that's such a, with all of the prompting that I've talked about, my excitement around all this stuff, I found that if you don't have enough context, if you don't have enough direction with it, it's not as good. And I think having the out of the box context on the industry can be really impactful. You know, I always have custom instructions that I'm using for it to help give a little more guidance. And it sounds like you're giving that out of the box as well. Yeah. Awesome. Last question I've got for you is, what is your favorite or most fun personal use of AI?
No one judged me, but I'm a new mom of 2 now. And so while I was on maternity leave, I used Claude a lot. So I would say that's like my favorite. I was you know, we've been asking it questions like, why is my son not sleeping? He's X age, and yeah, feeding it lot, all the details. And maybe you shouldn't go to them for medical advice, but Claude was my friend during maternity
leave. God, I've used it for so much of that, right? It's like, it does get, it's a little overly, it's like, oh, you got to go to the ER. I'm like, no, I'm not going to the ER for that.
Yeah. Like, I'm like, okay, I'm not, my doctor.
Yeah. I'm like, I think that's a little excessive, but.
Yes.
Yeah. It's so awesome.
Definitely gave me tips and tricks for sure.
Love it. Well, Taylor, it's so great having you on the show and talking about what you guys are doing at Ringover. It's really exciting stuff. Something that I think could be impactful for all of the listeners. And again, if you haven't, try poking around on some of your call transcripts, and where can people reach you if they want to get in touch?
Yeah, LinkedIn, Taylor Stewart Carr. You can find me there. And then I think we'll provide maybe a landing page for your listeners to find us.
Awesome. So great. Well, thanks so much for joining me.
Thanks for listening to The Staffing Show. Don't forget to sign up for our newsletter at staffinghub.com to never miss an episode. Until next time.